Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love Halloween. Halloween is one of my favorite holidays, and I still go trick-or-treating. I like to sometimes go trick-or-drinking, you know, where you have a brandy glass or a wine glass. And so, you know, while the kids are going trick-or-treat, you go trick-or-drink. You know, the grown-ups are like, oh, my God, I got something here. I got something here. And, you know, they don't want to bring out the bad stuff. They want to look like they have cool alcohol because they're like, oh, God, this is a neighbor of mine. I want to look like I have good stuff. So then they pour, you know, some good stuff, and you're like, dang, that's good. Then by the time you're at the third or fourth house, you're really loving the holiday. So Halloween is great for adults. It's great for teens. It's great for kids. One of my favorite holidays. I don't ever want that holiday to go away. The problem is it's getting scarier and scarier to celebrate the holiday. All year long, we tell our kids to not go up to strangers, to not go near strangers' homes, to not ask strangers for food, and to not put food in your mouth from a stranger. We also tell them to not threaten anybody. I mean, trick-or-treat is a threat. And we do, you know, trick-or-treat, well, what are you going to do to my house? I'll ask kids. They're like, trick-or-treat, and I go, okay, what's the trick? What you got? Like, you got to be ready. Because, you know, now with the price of candy, eating candy being so expensive, you're going to have some people think it's cheaper to deal with the trick. And if your trick, let's say, is egging the house, if we calculate how much money it'll take to clean the egg off the house versus how much money it costs now to buy you guys a bunch of candy, we might go with egging. So you got to be ready there. Hey, I need to know, what is the trick? If it's going to be toilet paper, great. I could use the toilet paper. So we have issues this year like we've always had, but the issues seem to be more pronounced. You have a lot of adults saying, I'm not going to be opening my door. I'm not going to open my door to somebody knocking on it. And I go, yeah, but you know, it's Halloween. Really? So? How do I know there's not going to be bad people taking advantage of going into the house? I don't live in an area, people say, that that's safe enough. So you have some individuals that are going to lock down the house, lock down the lights. They're not giving out candy. They're locking it down. You have other parents freaked out about the candy that these kids are getting. So in LAX, I believe there was a bust where Whoppers, Skittles, and let me see what other candy packages, very common candy packages. Let me see if I can find it here. There was Whoppers, Skittles, and there was one other, Sweet Tarts. They found 12,000 pills of fentanyl yesterday morning inside packages of candy. And these are the candy boxes that would be handed out to kids. Last month in Pasadena, they seized more than 300,000 fentanyl pills that were the rainbow color. You know, we talked about the rainbow color, but now we're talking about pills just in candy. And Sweet Tarts are these powdery-looking pastel candies. How's a kid going to know the difference between a Sweet Tart and fentanyl? And one pill can kill. So when you start to look at these, a lot of parents are like, I need to do Halloween differently. I need to do Halloween differently. And, you know, with COVID, I'm like, okay, for the love of God, let's not cancel Halloween. We need this. Kids love it. I love it. It's an amazing holiday. But if people don't want to open the door, if people don't want to pass out candy, if they don't want to buy the candy, if they're worried about crime and parents don't want the kids eating the candy, then how do we make this work? Well, one thing that I would recommend, first of all, is if you live in a neighborhood that you trust, and you live in a neighborhood of, you know, houses, get them together, put a marker on the house, get everybody involved and say, look, guys, you know, we want to make a, you know, a Halloween, we want to make Halloween, you know, the way it always was, a nostalgic good Halloween. Okay, these are the houses you go to. It's very, you know which ones. They have the marking, they have the flag. These are the houses you go to trick-or-treat. I like it when we get the whole neighborhood together. You know, we all kind of trick-or-treat together, and the parents hang out. The parents stand in the street telling cars to slow down while the kids are running on the sidewalk. Make sure the kids don't zigzag, because also from a traffic accident, this is the holiday where most kids get killed by traffic accidents on Halloween. So a lot of parents will try to, you know, guard. But if there's a way, you close off the neighborhood, let the kids go around houses, trick-or-treat, examine the candy. If the candy comes from these houses and you know where they came from, kids can eat them. But you might have to do more structure. If you don't know your neighborhood and you don't know your neighbors, then, and your kids really, really want to trick-or-treat, if it's a safe area to trick-or-treat, you could have them trick-or-treat, but swap out the candy. I know the kids look, you know, you get the candy, and then I do that too. In fact, what I used to do, and I still do, is my kids go up and trick-or-treat, and I ask them to get the big candy bars. And my kids will always pick, like, the wrong candy. I don't want Butterfinger. I want the Hershey's. So I'm like, I said, no, go back. So I'm sending the kids back. Kids are tired, like, Mom, my legs hurt. I'm tired. I'm like, no, that's a very rich house. Those people make money. They're giving out good candy. You do the hike, and you bring Mom back candy. So I make my kids work, although now they're older, so they don't want to do it anymore. So I have to trick-or-treat myself to get candy. But let the kids know, you're trick-or-treating, and, yeah, you're getting goodies, but Mommy has a whole bunch of candy, or just without them knowing, swap it out. Now, they're going to remember that they got a big box of Whoppers. They're going to remember that and go, Mom, where is it? And then you're going to have the talk with them, go, we couldn't trust it. We didn't know if there was going to be something in there. You don't want to, you know, scare the kid that they're going to get poisoned. But you do have to have a very honest conversation with kids that you can't eat other people's candy because we don't know what's in it. And then a Halloween party. Have a Halloween party. And have the kids, have activities for them. It's not the same as trick-or-treating. You know, people love to threaten their neighbors with a trick. I think that's fun. But you know, if you don't feel you live in an area where you can trust the candy or you think your kids are going to eat the candy as they go, maybe have a Halloween party. Get the neighbors together. And it could be a block party if the weather's nice and you're not, you know, in snow country right now, because there's a lot of states dealing with snow. You could have a block party. Close off a cul-de-sac, close off a part of the street, let the kids on the sidewalk, you know, have at it. Everybody bring food, cookies, treats. They're all dressed up, play games. There's ways to do Halloween. But I get it. I get it. It's really nerve-wracking with everything going on. 1-877-DR-ALLIE. Don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I told you guys that parents are really, really nervous about when a COVID vaccine could be mandated for their kids. And things got a little closer to that. It didn't happen. But things got a little closer when the CDC, the advisory committee, to the CDC, voted in favor of adding the COVID vaccine to the recommended immunization schedule for children and adults. Now, some of you are like, well, is it mandated? What does that mean? Well, we'll walk you through it. So children 6 months and older, as well as adults, per the advisory committee, on immunization practices. That doesn't mean it's the CDC's ruling yet. But per the advisory committee, in a unanimous vote, said children 6 months or older, as well as adults, should get the COVID vaccine plus boosters when they are eligible for it. The CDC advisory committee meets every year to review the vaccination schedule and make updates. These then go to the CDC for the CDC to adopt it. The agency is expected to sign off on the recommendation. It's not required, but usually when the advisory practices committee suggests something, the CDC will move forward on it. And the decision to officially add COVID vaccine to the schedule would go to the CDC. They would then sign off, and it would be included in the guide that doctors get for children, including tetanus, whooping cough, hepatitis, polio, and all the other vaccines we have, measles. Where there's been some back and forth is if something is on the vaccination schedule and parents can't enroll their kids in school without them getting their childhood vaccines, this move to them means now the COVID vaccine is going to be one of the mandatory ones. I understand why some people think that way. There's still some wiggle room where it might not be mandated. And again, if a child and a parent wants the vaccine, fine, power to them. I just don't like the mandates. The CDC is pushing back on a claim made by Tucker Carlson on Fox News that the CDC would force kids to get the vaccine in order to attend school. The CDC criticized that, saying, no, it's a recommendation. But the problem we have is if the school is going to say, we need to see that you're up to date on all the CDC recommended vaccines, now it's mandated. So even though the CDC themselves aren't mandating it, the CDC says, here guys, these are the recommendations. All these local districts and school districts, etc., those are the ones that are mandating it. So the CDC is right in that they're not the ones mandating the vaccine. It is a recommended immunization schedule, but once it's on it, if you live in a district where your kid can't go to school unless they get every single vaccine, and the COVID vaccine is now on there, they can't come into school. Now, the reason why it's not mandated yet is the CDC has recommended the flu shot. And not all schools are mandating the flu vaccine. So there is some wiggle room for individuals. So when you look at the vaccine recommendation, they got the hepatitis B that we give at birth, 2 months and 6 months. The third dose can be given 6, 9, 12, 15 months, but for the most part, we do it at the hospital, at the two-month mark, and then at the six-month mark to finish our hepatitis series. Rotavirus, first dose at 2 months, second dose 4 months, your DTP with your diphtheria, tetanus, acellular pertussis, you get it at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year to 15 months. Your hemophilus influenza, first dose is 2 months, then 4 months. And then we used to also do 6 months and a year, but now they've extended that where that could be given after the 12, 15 months. Your pneumonia vaccine, the PCV13, you get it at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, and a year. An activated polio, you get at 2 months, 4 months, and then at either 6 months or a year. The influenza vaccine is on there. And the influenza vaccine is on there for an annual vaccine of one or two doses. And that starts over 6 months, but that's on their recommendation. You have the measles, mumps, rubella after a year, the varicella after a year, the hepatitis A after a year. The human papillomavirus will happen when they're teenagers, and then starting at 11. And then you have the meningococcal vaccines as well. There's a lot of vaccines. But the flu vaccine is technically on there. So that's why I'm not shocked when they go, oh, my gosh, you know, what's happening here? You know, the CDC is going to add that on there. Well, if they have the flu vaccine, and we're now dealing with COVID routinely, and no surprise that they're going to have the COVID vaccine on there. The problem is that going to be forced by your local school district? Now, the local school district makes rules and decisions that are not necessarily always open to vote. And so when parents are freaking out, or Tucker Carlson is talking about how this could then mean that now kids are going to be mandated with it, it really depends on your school district. If they don't give parental, opinions, they don't allow for a parental open forum, and they say, look, whatever's on the CDC's website is what your kid has to get, then yes, it would be mandated. If not, and if the school's like, look, okay, we want to make sure that these, 5, 6, 7 vaccines are administered, but flu is voluntary, COVID might then have that flexibility to be voluntary too. So CDC clarified that this is going to be the slate of vaccines doctors should recommend to their parents from adults down to children. But the CDC doesn't have the ability to dictate what happens in schools. The state laws establish vaccination requirements for school children. These laws often apply not only to children attending public schools, but also private schools and daycare facilities. The agency says all states provide medical exemptions. Some state laws also offer exemptions for religious and philosophical reasons. But most of these states go by what the CDC recommends. So I get it. I get it. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes and what happens. And I, as a parent, I understand why parents are concerned. As a doctor, I understand why parents are concerned. My kids got their vaccine. They got the COVID vaccine, flu vaccine. One still has to get the flu vaccine. In terms of boosters, they're adults. I'm leaving it up to them if they want the boosters or not. I don't know if they've gotten them, and if they wonder, do they tell me anymore? Now they're grown-ups, and they don't tell me everything. Even though I pretend like I know everything, I don't. I don't know everything they do. But they're adults now. As a parent, you have to make that decision to inject your kid with it or not. Many parents were looking forward to the vaccine, until they saw that they got COVID anyway, despite being vaccinated. And, hearing about that child in China who died when she was quarantining. Well, see, quarantining doesn't necessarily mean you have COVID. Quarantining is if you've been exposed. Isolating is if you have COVID. But that could have been just a misnomer in the article. But knowing that COVID can kill, I lean on the side of vaccinating over not vaccinating. But I get that there's side effects and parents are worried. I get that, which is why, again, I would never mandate or support a mandate for this. So it's semantics, and I know, people are now a little worried because once the CDC puts it on their site, now these school districts can mandate it. And you're right, they can. The school districts can. The CDC isn't mandating it. But the CDC's recommendation could be translated into something that school districts mandate. But here's the thing, and I'm not saying this to defend the CDC, but if the CDC has vaccines for kids, and there are illnesses that kids can get, and the CDC makes these charts to kind of show parents where and what age would a child qualify for, it's no surprise that they're going to include COVID. We have vaccines for COVID. The COVID vaccines can now be given to kids 6 months and older. So they are going to include these on all the literature, on all the graphs, on all the charts, on all the graphics. That is not a surprise. For them to recommend it as we're going into another cough, cold, flu, COVID season, again, not a surprise. Will the schools use this as a mandate? I wouldn't be surprised. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Existing home sales are hitting a low not seen in a decade. The National Association of Realtors says sales have fallen 8 months in a row. The ongoing drop comes as mortgage rates price many out of the market. President Biden is in Pittsburgh on Thursday to give a speech on infrastructure. Biden will revisit the Fern Hollow Bridge, which collapsed in January when he was in town. He'll also appear at a fundraising event for Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman's U.S. Senate campaign in Philadelphia Thursday night. The president is selling more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as a way to lower gas prices ahead of the midterm elections. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says that's not okay.
He's playing politics with this national security asset that we have.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so Circle K, gas stations. I grew up with Circle K near me when I lived in Phoenix, Arizona. So there are convenience stores. I don't know if they also, at the time it sold gas, but now they do. And we're talking, that was like back in the 1980s. But Circle K does have gas. They have convenience stations, bathrooms, things like that. I bet the Circle K's. Now, you could also get marijuana. Cannabis. Licensed medical weed. This is going to happen next year. In a limited number of stores in Florida, you can pick up your soda, your chips, your candy bar when you load up for gas. But now Circle K is going to make a killing and that they're going to be selling weed. Now, Circle K is a Canadian convenience store, according to CNN Business. gas station operator, and they are teaming up with the leading cannabis packaged goods company, Green Thumb Industries. They're going to sell marijuana at a limited number of locations in 2023. The rollout of the pilot will begin with 10 locations where Green Thumb will set up its Rise Express dispensaries adjacent to the Circle K convenience stores. Now, Circle K has about 600 locations in Florida. Customers can buy a number of cannabis products, including the flower, which is the smokable cannabis buds, pre-rolls, gummies, and vapes at dispensaries. Now, according to Green Thumb CEO Ben Cobbler, the opening of Rise Express stores at Circle K, and Rise Express is going to have their own sign. It's going to be green. It's going to have the plant, the leaf. So, I mean, you'll know. It's not, it'll be very apparent that those stores will have it. And they say the new Rise Express model is a huge step forward in making it easier and more efficient for patients to purchase high-quality cannabis as part of their everyday routine when stopping by their local convenience store. Now, for those of you going, wait a second, I thought marijuana is still illegal and under federal law. It is. You cannot sell marijuana under federal law. But Florida is one of the states, just like in Nevada and California and Colorado, where you could sell for medical use. That is legal. I don't know if they could be credit card payments, though, yet. I think it still has to be cash, because until it's federally approved, I don't think you could have interstate commerce and these banks and Chase and all those all the logistics that come with credit card companies and interest and all that on marijuana products. I have to double check if it's only cash only, but I know in many places where it's sold, you can't put it on a credit card. This isn't Circle K's first expansion into the cannabis market. They say in 2021, Circle K's parent company, Couche-Tard, expanded a pilot program with Canadian cannabis retailer Fire and Flower to open cannabis retail stores adjacent to its Circle K convenience stores in new markets across Canada. That was back in 2021. They say more than 700,000 Floridians are currently registered active cardholders in the state's medical marijuana program. So this is interesting. You know, as a physician, I'm very, very mixed with this. And I told you guys, I voted for marijuana to be legalized in my state. And when many of you questioned me as to why, I said there were multiple reasons. Okay, one is I wanted our police less distracted, and I didn't want our police that were already overextended to have to deal with something of that nature. Number two is I wanted it studied. I really wanted it studied because there have been protective effects of COVID or of cannabis, like with COVID. I'm very interested in what they find with diabetes, because I had patients who should have been diabetic that weren't, who had used cannabis. And I'm like, okay, why aren't you diabetic? And then once cannabis became legal, they're like, well, it's because I smoke, or I've been using cannabis this whole time. So I'm wondering if there's an issue with that where it helps insulin sensitivity. So I think there's a lot of medical properties, seizure control. On the flip side, there's a lot of other issues that come with marijuana. There's been heart disease, there's been stroke, psychoses. So they think that cannabis could affect the cardiac muscle cell ability to contract, affect the pumping mechanism, and there's been studies that have linked it to heart failure. Back in 2017, Dr. Aditi Kala and colleagues from Einstein Medical Center in Philly looked at 20 million health records of patients who were hospitalized in 2009 and 2010 and found that those who used marijuana were at high risk of coronary artery disease, sudden cardiac death, heart failure, and stroke. Cannabis could inflame the blood vessels, cause toxins. That could affect blood pressure, affect heart contractility. So this is something where we're mixed. Cannabis hyperemesis syndrome, I've diagnosed that a lot in individuals where they've used marijuana, and cumulatively it starts to add up. You know, they might only smoke a little bit each day, but by the end of the week they're nauseous and they're vomiting because the levels build up. And those are concerning. There was a study in 2016 that found marijuana to cause stress cardiomyopathy, a temporary ballooning of a ventricle, transient ventricular regional ballooning. And this could cause people to have chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness. So there's a lot more that needs to be investigated and studied. And then, of course, the accidents, the car accidents. What's been happening there? There's been reports that accidents have risen, marijuana-induced accidents in states that had cannabis legalized. In my neck of the woods, I don't have numbers of accidents in Nevada for you. All I can tell you is when I'm driving on a highway, and in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada, you're in the desert, so it's not like there's buildings that'll block the air. I mean, you are in wide open desert when you're driving, you know, away from the strip to your home in the suburb areas, and I could smell heavy weed coming into my car from cars driving 80 next to me. I'm telling you right now, there are people impaired. I was speaking at a local high school, and one of the girls said her parents smoke in the front seat while driving her, and she doesn't want to be in the car with them. I turned to the teacher, and the teacher's like, I'm going to handle it. I'll go to the principal, and then I'm not sure if they got child protective services, what they did. But that's, I mean, kids are in the back seats of parents who could be driving high. These are concerns. So on one end, marijuana could provide some amazing medical benefits. On the other end, there's a lot of studies showing that there are medical maladies. Not to mention, the marijuana of today is much stronger than previous ones, and our tolerance levels are rising, and so it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So for those of you going, but wait a second, my father, my grandfather didn't have all these problems in the 60s. Marijuana was less strong back then. You know, and I don't know what other additives and stuff is in it. And then, of course, one of the biggest fears many of us parents have is that your young adult children that go to a party that think all they're doing is, you know, sharing a doob with somebody else, and it ends up being laced with fentanyl. So, and can it be a gateway to other drugs? So having marijuana easily accessible will come with consequences, which we're already seeing. But we already have alcohol legalized, and society has, you know, dealt with that. We have alcohol-infused rage attacks. We have alcohol-infused suicides, alcohol-induced car accidents. And having a substance that can cause health concerns, and alcohol can cause cancer, too. That's something that we as society have been able to figure out how to deal with, keeping alcohol legal. And I don't want alcohol to become illegal. But when somebody says, but marijuana can be dangerous, alcohol can be more dangerous. And so that's why I do believe it will eventually become legalized federally. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a move that I like, okay? I'm not very complimentary of a lot of decisions that I've seen, with this administration per se, but I think I like the idea of our tax brackets being changed a little bit, and I'll tell you why. So, in 2023, our tax bills might be reduced because the IRS increased the tax brackets by 6.7% due to soaring inflation. Now, mind you, our inflation is at 8.2%, but every little bit helps. And these updated tax brackets were released earlier this week. And what that means is if you are in, let's say, the, 25% tax bracket or the 32% tax bracket or the 35% tax bracket or the 22% tax bracket, you might be knocked down to the one below it, because they've changed the thresholds for it. They say Joe Biden is worried that the U.S. is going to be plunged into similar economic chaos as we have seen with, other countries. And even though he said the economy strong, I think they are realizing that, you know, we are going to be in a world of hurt because of all the money we printed and the inflation and the value of the dollar. So what Biden actually criticized Liz Truss's plan, who has now resigned, the former British Prime Minister economic plan, saying it was a mistake and the chaotic outcome and reversal was quote unquote predictable. But tax cuts, high spending, high inflation, interest rate hikes that happened in the UK has been happening here in the U.S. So as I said earlier in the show, I think other countries are looking at what happened and what's been going on in the UK going, okay, we don't want to mess this up. So the top 37% rate will now fall on Americans earning $578,000 and married couples earning $693,000, as opposed to those who were making $539,000 or $647,000 as couples. So basically knocked it down about $35,000. All right, so they get knocked down to the little bit lower tax bracket. For couples filing in the top tax bracket, which is that bracket, they says it equates to about $46,000 of income being taxed at a lower rate from last year. That will save them about $900 on their bill. So it's not a huge, huge amount, but it's a little bit. And I'll tell you why I like this over other things. They say the 35% tax bracket now applies to individuals who earn more than $231,000 a year and couples who earn $462,500 a year. Last year was for singles who made $215,000 or couples who made $431,000. So now you'll be knocked down to the 32% rate as opposed to the 35% rate. That has now been knocked up to 182 as opposed to making 170,000. Couples 364,000 as opposed to 340,000. So if now you don't qualify for 32, you'll be knocked down to the 24% rate. 24% rate are for those with incomes of 95,000 to 190,750, and that means about 60,000 per person being taxed at a lower rate from last year. So these shifts will hopefully aid the many Americans whose salaries might not have kept up with rampant inflation. It isn't, again, going to offset the huge, you know, cost of living. They say inflation is at 8.2%, but I got to tell you what I see. I mean, things are way the hell more expensive. I'm seeing things just outright double or triple in price. So, but what I like about this, because trust me, there's been, I mean, so many things that the government has done in terms of handouts and giveaways and all that, is what I like about this is one of the very few things where those people who are actually out there working and making the money finally get a little bit of a benefit. There's been so many benefits given to those not working. There's been incentives to not work, that people have kind of said to themselves, why am I then busting my butt working? I mean, I do work a lot, but I didn't reopen a medical practice. I didn't. Why should I? Most of the money will go to taxes. Why should I work harder when everybody, I mean, I love to work and I am working, but why do what I did for years when other individuals are making money working less? And I lost seeing my kids grow up. I lost decades of my youth. I'm working less. I'm making less money. And I'm happy. I'm still working. I'm working all the time, but I'm not working as hard as I used to. And so what's nice about this is rather than we're going to give you money to stay home and not work, you know, or we're going to, yeah, this is actually, addressing those people who and helping those people out that are actually keeping a job. And I don't, even though it might not do what it needs to in terms of offsetting, you know, all the extra expenses we have, there's a lot of pressure on employers to pay more. Well, employers can't pay more. People aren't spending like they used to. They're not buying, you know, are people going to the movie theater? I'm not. Deadpool, I'll probably want to see in the movie theater. But I'm not going to the movie theater that often anymore. I'm watching it, I'm watching things at home because I spent so much on streaming. So when a movie theater, it feels forced to pay more, they're not making that money back. So these companies are struggling. And so maybe this will, put a little less pressure on the employers. And I think the government does need to take it on, especially business. Biden said employers need to pay more. They need to pay more. Pay them more. He was whispering and all that. And as an employer, I got to tell you, there's only so much you could do. There's only so much you could do. Same thing with Obamacare. When money was not coming into my medical office because everybody had high deductibles now and insurance wouldn't pay and people wouldn't pay their bills. I kept my staff paid, but I finally had to, give my practice to somebody else. And I had to say, look, you keep my staff, you pay the staff, I'm out. I can't keep doing this. I don't want to close my office after 16 years. But if money's not coming in, you could only pay your staff so much. So we'll see what happens with that. It looks cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 3.8 million Texas students are now taking home DNA identification kits. This was a move prompted by the Uvalde shooting. It is a result of the bill SB number 2158, which passed in 2021 following the 2018 shooting at Santa Fe High School in Texas. That resulted in the deaths of 9 students and 1 teacher. According to Axios, the law mandates that the Texas Education Agency provides the kits to all eligible children, kindergarten through 8th grade. A parent or legal custodian receives a fingerprint and DNA identification kit, and they may submit, not require, but they may submit to federal, state, tribal, and local law enforcement to help locate and return a missing or trafficked child. That's what the bill states, the bill text. Houston Independent School District notified parents of the kit distribution this week in a letter. They did reassure them it was optional because a lot of parents are a little freaked out by it. But they say caregivers are under no obligation to use the kits, but they must be informed by your institution that the available kits will allow them to have a set of their child's fingerprints and DNA and that they could turn over to law enforcement in case of an emergency. The kits are being sent home with kids 5 months after the Uvalde mass shooting, which left 19 students and 2 teachers dead. Beto O'Rourke, the Democratic challenger to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, has linked the DNA kits to a whole bunch of political issues with the guns control and things like that. But as a physician and having authorities ask for any blood records and all that, we don't routinely have that in the medical office. And so there being a database, I see how it could help law enforcement. On the flip side, you have parents, grandparents concerned about who gets this DNA access. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.